Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In volleyball last night, Albert Lea made the road trip to Mankato West and lost to a very good Scarlets team. West wins in three sets, 25-8, 25-18, and 25-9. Tigers with the loss dropped to 3-3. Nevaeh Wackels had six kills. Ava Jensen had four to lead the way for Albert Lea. Tigers will head to Faribault coming up on Thursday. In girls tennis, Blue Earth Area defeated United South Central 6-1. Busy day in prep sports today. Let's start with volleyball. Alden Congers at Medelia at 7. Glenville Lemons are going to host Grand Meadow at 7:15. United South Central on the road at Medford at 7:15. Lake Mills there at Gunner Hayfield at 7. At Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Newman Catholic. That will start at 7. Girls tennis today. Albert Lea is at Red Wing at 4:45. USC is going to host Belle Plaine at 4:15. Girls swimming and diving. Albert Lea is at home tonight. They're going to host Tri-City United. That will start at 6. Girls soccer. Albert Lea is at the Gus tonight. Get out there and cheer on the girls. They're going to host Rochester John Marshall at 7. In boys soccer, Albert Lea travels to Rochester John Marshall. That also starts at 7. Boys and girls cross country today. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They head to the Blooming Prairie Country Club for a 4:30 meet. In Lake Mills, they'll travel to Osage High School for a 4:30 start. Well, a game you heard yesterday afternoon right here on KATE, the Minnesota Twins, they were up 5-0. And then things just went bad in the Bronx. The Yankees, they seem to have the Twins' number. Gary Sanchez lined a winning single in the 10th as the New York Yankees overcame a 5-run deficit to beat our Twins yesterday by the score of 6-5. Now, before the Twins even got to New York yesterday, they had some troubles with their flight. Now, the Minnesota Twins charter flight had mechanical problems, forcing the team to change plans. Now, manager Rocco Baldelli said the Twins arrived at their hotel in New York for their makeup game against the Yankees at about 1:30 in the morning. Baldelli said the team originally was scheduled to arrive at 9:45. Twins are back home at Target Field for a makeup game this afternoon against Cleveland. It's part of a split doubleheader. 1:30 pregame, first pitch at 2:10 for game one. Game two, that first pitch will be at 6:40. Now, Joe Ryan on the mound for the Twins in game one, and Charlie Barnes will go for the Twins in game two. Of course, both games right here on KATE. The Minnesota Vikings were reminded in their season opener that nothing will spoil a game quite like recurring penalties. They were flagged 16 times during the 27-24 overtime defeat at Cincinnati. All but two of the infractions were by the offense. Now, 12 of them were accepted by the Bengals for a total of 116 yards. Six of Minnesota's third down plays needed 15 yards or more to move the chains. The offensive line also struggled with pass protection. The upside for the Vikings was the 5 sacks they had against Cincinnati. Vikes will try to bounce back there at Arizona coming up on Sunday. The Las Vegas Raiders were winners in their first home game with fans in the stands in Vegas last night. Derek Carr fired a 31-yard touchdown pass to Zay Jones in overtime to give the Raiders a 33-27 win over the Ravens in the NFL season opener for both teams. Now, Carr's second TD pass of the game came after Carl Nassib's strip sack of Lamar Jackson at the Ravens 27. That set up the Raiders in a good shape for that field goal. So the Raiders win. They were down 14-0 early, but they come back and win 33-27. Carr was 34 of 56 for 435 yards passing. Lamar Jackson carried the ball 12 times for 86 yards. He completed 19 of his 30 passes for 235 yards. He also had a touchdown. Taylor Heinicke will be the Washington football team starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. Now, the Washington football team has placed Ryan Fitzpatrick on injured reserve with a hip injury that was suffered in Sunday's loss to the Chargers. Now, Heinicke replaced Fitzpatrick in the second quarter. He did rally Washington to the lead before Los Angeles came back to pick up the win. Baseball scores from yesterday. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. belted his major league leading 45th home run, and Alek Manoah set a career high by pitching 8 shutout innings. The Blue Jays, they trounced Tampa Bay 8-1. Seattle earned a 5-4 win over the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox, they fell into a tie with the Yankees for the second AL wildcard spot. The Blue Jays, the hottest team in baseball, they have the first wildcard spot. The Astros, they put together a 15-1 laugher against the Rangers. Rangers. San Francisco, the Giants, they became the first major league team to wrap up a playoff berth by earning their eighth straight win. They beat San Diego 9-1. San Francisco secured a spot in the postseason for the first time since 2016. The Giants' lead in the NL West remains 2.5 games after the second-place Dodgers wrapped up their seventh consecutive home win. They beat Arizona 5-1. Adam Wainwright tossed six innings and won his fifth straight start. Cardinals, they whip up the Mets 7-0, and the Marlins, they shut out the Nationals 3-0. Also in the check of sports, Clay Helton's tenure as head coach of Southern California is over. Helton has been dismissed just two games into his seventh season at the helm. The move follows Saturday's 42-28 loss at home to Stanford that dropped the Trojans out of the AP Top 25 college football poll. Again, Twins baseball coming up this afternoon. A split doubleheader, 1:30, first pitch for, 2:10, first pitch for game number one, and then 6:40 for game number two. Both games right here at your home for your Minnesota Twins, KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.